Okay, I'm going to go straight to the Maimish. Okay, I'll skip all the other things in my head. I'm going to go straight to the Maimish, if you will. I just want to say a few things about this Maimish before we invest. Number one, it's a hemshech to last week's Maimish. Last week's Maimish talked about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Gula. And it made the point that even though Yetzias Mitzrayim is such a transcendent thing, it's such a huge jump, it has four steps. And the four steps of Yetzias Mitzrayim have to do with the Lashemit Shal Yulav, Vayitzeisi, Vayitzalti, Vagaalti, Vagakti. What was unusual about the Maimon of last week was that the Rebbe linked Geula to Tshuva, and he accordingly linked all four Lashemit Shal Yulav, Vayitzeisi, Vayitzalti, Vagaalti, Vagakti, to the idea of Tshuva. And then he connected it to a Pasuk, which is really a Maimon of the Alter Rebbe in Vashas Balak and the Kutatera. Sur Meira, Asay Toiv, Bakay Shalom, Benatfei. There's a four Lashemis. Sur Meira goes against Vayitzeisi, Vasay Toiv goes against Vayitzalti, Bakay Shalom goes against Vigoalti, and Benatfei goes against Vilakachti. So last week's Maimon had that design. If you remember the class that I gave last Friday and Sunday, we talked about the only justification for the Eibishter made the world has to be Tshuva. Even Direi B'Tachtonim is not enough. It needs to be tshuva. Tshuva. Even the Baal Tshuva of a person who did Avedis Kipshut, it's the only justice, it's the only way you can make sense out of why the Eibishter created Golos, as they never called it in the previous Maimon. This Maimon is going to have a similar theme. Also, four steps. Vayitzeisi, Vayitzalti, Vagaalti, Vagakti is going to correspond to four ideas of Sur Meira, Asei, Tei, Bakei, Shalom, Beratfeyu. In this Maimon, the Rebbe is going to use different words. He's going to use the word Eskafia v'Ishapcha. He's going to say that Sur Meira and Asei Teiv is Eskafia v'Ishapcha. And then he's going to say again, Bakei Shalom v'Ratfeyu is again Eskafia v'Ishapcha. What's the logic? Bakei Shalom v'Ratfeyu goes on Torah. Bakei Shalom is Nigla. Ratfeyu is Chassidus, Pnimius HaTorah. What's the difference between Nigla and Chassidus? And Nigla you have Machlokes and Nigla you have Kashas. In Nigli you have uncertainty, that's Eskafia. In Pnimius HaTorah, in the Neshama of HaTorah, everything is peaceful. So that's the idea of Ishapcha v'Ratfeyu. The Rebbe is actually going to say, if I can bother you to look to page Kuf Mem Beis, just turn one page. The staple should be on the right, by the way. The staple should be on the right. Don't get fooled by what's in the back. The last paragraph, the last line of the first paragraph reads, since in Torah there's a level of Torah called Eskafia, which is called Bakei Shalom, Nigla, and there's a level of Torah called Ishapcha, which is called Reidev Shalom, Ratfeyu, which is Pnimius. So from the Eskafia and Ishapcha, from the struggle and the peace in Torah, you have Eskafia and Ishapcha in Welt. You have the first two levels, Sur Meira. What makes this Maimon Aboisai, what makes this Maimon different than last week's Maimon is that Rebbe says something here that he didn't say last week. And what is that? He says that we have, everything is very symmetrical, right? There's four things, Vayitzeisi, Vayitzalti, Vagaalti, Vagakti, and it corresponds to four in Yonim, in Tshuva, Sur Meira, Asei Teiv, Vagashol, Vagatayu, or Eskafia v'Nishapcha in life, and Eskafia v'Nishapcha in Torah. Here the Rebbe has one more thing. Just like you have four Lashenis of Geula, Vayitzeisi, Vayitzalti, Vagaalti, Vagakti, and just like you have four expressions of Tshuva, Sur Meira, Asei Teiv, Vagashol, Vagatayu, you also have four letters of the Mevishn's Nomen, Yud Kei, Vav Kei. Now why does that matter? Why does that matter? And the answer is because by the Rebbe saying that the four Madreyas Lashenis of Geula and the four Madreyas of Tshuva are compared to the Mevishn's Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Rebbe right away says, wait a minute. We know that the Eibishter's name has four letters, Take, but there is something called Koitzei Shal Yud, the fifth level. The crown of the letter Yud is the fifth level. This fifth level we didn't have last week at all. So the Rebbe is repeating the Maimon, the parts of the Maimon he said last week. And I guess we would say that what he said last week was based heavily on the Maimon from Tzemach Tzedek and from the Rebbe Rashab, one of the earlier Rebbes. So the Rebbe goes back. Remember what I said last week? And by the way, these two Maimonim were two successive nights. It was Yer Aleph Nissen and Yer Beis Nissen. They were one after the other. Yeah. So the day before, the Rebbe said a Maimon Chassidus. and he spoke about four lashonos of Geula, four madregas of Tshuva. Here he repeats them again, but in repeating them again, he adds, by the way, if it's the four levels of Yud Kei Vav Kei, there's a fifth level, which is Kaisei Shil Yud. So the Rebbe now says, okay, you have four madregas of Tshuva, you have four madregas of Avoda, you have four lashonos of Geula. This is all limit. Last week's Yetzias Mitzrayim, last week's Tshuva on the highest levels, becomes this week a limitation. The limitlessness is the fifth Madrege, which is the Koytzei Shel Yud. And that's what makes this Maimed different than and an additional to last week. Last week's Maimed was Gevaldik. It was very long. It was longer than this Maimed. It was 9 pages. It took us 2 classes. And the Toichin was, like I said, that you cannot justify Hashem creating the world without the idea of tshuva. Tshuva. And that tshuva has these four steps. Now the Rebbe says, even the highest of the four steps of tshuva, which is the tshuva of learning Pnimiyas HaTorah, is still limited. What's the fifth idea? The fifth idea is Mesiras Nefesh. And that's here, and it wasn't last week at all. Moreover, says the Rebbe, Mesiras Nefesh shows itself in Avodah. What is Mesiras Nefesh and Avodah? Mesiras Nefesh and Avodah is called Hoida'ah. Hoida'ah means to accept. Hoida'ah means to submit. And the Rebbe is going to say to us on page Kuf Mem Dalet that there's two bases for Hoida'ah. There's two reasons people admit. The first base is someone admits is there's information to be had, and I don't have it yet, so I accept it. But I know when I'm accepting it that tomorrow I'm going to be able to understand it. The Rebbe says, that's not true Hidah. True Hidah when I have information that I'll never understand. And I know I'm not possible for me to understand it whatsoever, and all I can do is submit. The Rebbe says, that's a mitis inyan Hidah. That's the true idea of submission. And that Rabbeisai is this mindset. Okay, you want to understand what the Rebbe is going to say to us. I don't know how much time it's going to take. But what I just did took exactly 9 minutes. I gave you what I think is the heart of this maimon. The heart of this maimon is, number one, it's a hemshech to the last maimon, that we speak about four levels of tshuva, four chains of yola, four levels of tshuva. We compare it in this maimon to the four letters of the Meibishman's Namin, and we right away said that that's the case of the fifth level. And the fifth level in Avoida is the inyan of Mesiras Nefesh, and the fifth level in Avoida is the idea of Haidah. He was able to submit and completely accept the Meishim without any constraints. Okay, yes, ma'am.
What was the name of last week's
Lochein and Moira b'nei Yisrael. You were here. It was a pasuk from. It's the pasuk in Pashas Vo'eira where you have the Dalal Shemesh of Yehuda. Lochein and Moira b'nei Yisrael Ani Hashem. I'm Pashas showing it to you inside. Vayitzei Eschem. It's Pashat in the beginning of the Pashat. Okay, this one here. Yeah? Vayitzeis yeschem mitachasiv l'smitzayim, v'yitzalti yeschem l'idosam, v'ga'alti yeschem l'zayin etuya, v'yavelakachti yeschem l'idiyah, v'yitzalachem l'alikim. And then it says, of course, the fifth Lashon, v'yavayis yeschem l'alikim. So, I sat down this morning to learn. Obviously, I come here prepared. I tried to come here prepared. And, the Rebbe always surprises you. It's so delightful to start learning a mime and say, oh, yeah. The way I look at this, and this is not, I cannot say that I did enough research to be able to say this with a certitude, without equivocation. The way I look at this is, the Rebbe came to Fabrein and Yenal of Nissen, said, am I Chassidus? But like is the case often with my Mori Chassidus, my Mori Chassidus are based on Mori Chassidus from the Rebbein before. Then the Rebbe came back the next day to the same Maimon again, but added things that the Rebbe before didn't say. And I think that's what makes this Maimon so exciting. It makes it so exciting because it's built on the Maimon of last week, of Lachein Amin of Yisrael, and the Dal Lashenes of Yula, and the four Lashenes of Tshuva, and so forth. But the Rebbe adds a fifth level. Now, the Maimon itself has nothing to do with what I just said. I told you the heart of the Maimon, yeah? Now let's tell me the body of the Maimon. I told you what's inside, what's happening. Now let's learn the Guf HaDrush. The Guf of the Maimon is about Heilach Ma'anya, as you see. Go back to the beginning of the Maimon. The Maimon starts with Heilach Ma'anya. And the Maimon makes the following point. The point that the Maimon makes is that by our Seder, we contradict ourselves. By our Pesach Seder, we contradict ourselves. And the Rebbe's question is, why do we contradict ourselves? And the Rebbe's answer is, it's not a contradiction, it's a unification. The contradiction is, in one place in Haggadah, we say we eat matzah, because we ate matzah in Mitzrayim. In another place, we say we eat matzah, because when we left Mitzrayim, the matzah did not become chometz. That's a contradiction. So the Rebbe says it was a contradiction then. When Yidden left Mitzrayim, there were two matzahs. The matzah they ate in Mitzrayim and the matzah they ate when they left Mitzrayim. For us, both of those matzahs become one. And in light of what I told you before, both of those matzahs become one because a Yid today is connected to the so-called fifth level. The fifth level is Mesilas Nefesh. The fifth level is Heido'o. And because of this, every Jew is simultaneously eating matzah in Mitzrayim and eating matzah, the highest madrigas of leaving Mitzrayim. Okay, so now, Rabbi Isai, if I didn't lose you yet, and I don't think I did, but I didn't lose you yet, I gave you two introductions, okay? The first introduction is going to discuss the pnimius, the neshama of this maimer, the heart of this maimer, which is the idea that it's a hemshech to the last maimer, about four expressions of geula, four levels of tshuva, the Rebbe adds a fifth. That's introduction number one. Introduction number two is that the goof of the maimer is going to say that there's two concepts of eating matzah in Mitzrayim and eating matzah when we leave Mitzrayim, and that when Yidden were in Mitzrayim, those two ideas were mutually exclusive, they were contradictory, but for us they joined together because of this fifth level. Okay, so now if you want you can leave, because I gave you the nekuda. In other words, I gave you really what we're going to now learn, but if you're interested in learning, now we're going to learn it inside. And I'm standing here before you not being able to decide what should I do first. Should I go in order or should I do the heart? But my inclination is to go in order. Okay? If you want to ask any questions or make any comments, now's a good time. Otherwise, we're starting on page Kuf Mem, very beginning in the Maimon. Hey Lachma'an. So here we go. Hey Lachma'anya, this is the bread of Anya. Anya means affliction, poverty. Or the bread that Einin Alav Dvarim Harbe, which you say the whole Haggadah on. The Yachalo Avason of Adam Sai. You sit by the Seder and you pick up the matzahs, or our custom is weird. Megala Mitas Apas, you reveal the second and the third matzah, and you say, this is the bread of Anya, poorness, poverty, right? As you know, it's matzahs and chometz, and it's also Oni Darki the Prusa. Before you start the Seder, the first thing you do is you break the matzah. Because you want to say the matzah on a broken, the Agad on a broken piece, on a Prusa, not on the Shlema. The reason you want to say the Haggadah on a Prusa is because you want to emphasize, you want to underscore the idea that a Pesach were broken, a Nius, right? It's about remembering our Golos in Mitzrayim. The Acholo Avason of Adam Sam, that our ancestors in the land of Mitzrayim. Umeini kvei kedushas umar HaTzemach Tzedek. And the Tzemach Tzedek asks for Shidin HaKashas. And if you're looking in your text, you have three questions, Roman numeral 1, Roman numeral 2, and Roman numeral 3. So we're doing Roman numeral 1. Ha'mavur mikra, the pasuk it says, ta'am achilas matzah, the reason we eat matzah, is l'fishali hispik b'tzekat shalav esenu lahachmis, that the dough of our ancestors did not have sufficient time to rise until sour, acha nigla aleim, until there was a revelation of melech, malchei, hamlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the king of kings of kings, the Holy One, blessed be God, when he redeemed them, and that's why we eat matzah. Two lines later, she said, hoya la'achir yitzit b'tzam, chapter afterwards. So in the Haggadah, we're going to say, a few pages later in the Haggadah, we're going to say, why do we eat matzah? Because when Yidden left Mitzrayim, the dough didn't become chometz. So in the same Haggadah, in the beginning of the Haggadah, you say, you see this piece of bread? We ate this bread in Mitzrayim as slaves. A few pages later, in the same Haggadah, the same night, sitting by the same table, with the same family and friends and guests, you say, we're eating this kazayis matzah, because when we left Mitzrayim, the next day, the matzah did not become chametz. Now, Rabbi, I have a problem with self-control. So I'm not going to control myself. I'm just going to observe. Melech, malchei, hamlochim is how many? Melech, malchei, hamlochim is how many? Melochim is two. Yeah? Malchei is two more. Melech is five. Okay, that's part of the symmetry of this maimed. Everything goes in five. The last maimed, everything was in four. In this moment, I'm just showing you how it's all going to tie together. It's all going to fit together. So the shaila is, why are you eating matzah by the same? In Heilach Ma'ani, we say we're eating matzah because we were stuck in Mitzrayim. And in Matzazu, we say we're eating matzah because we're freed from Mitzrayim. Roman numeral 2. Gam Yadua Shaila. Question number 2. I'm about 9 lines into page Kuf Mem. We say in matzah shonu eichel. Matzah shonu eichel moshul moch. Why? Because I is matzah ashum shalei hispik. Because the matzah that our time to become chomet, we carried out of Mitzrayim on our shoulders and it baked in the sun and we had matzah. We have a Pesach Seder when? Huh? Dafke by night. Dafke by night, yeah? But wait, that's not enough. We have to have the Pesach Seder before midnight. Do you know that Abi Kabbalah, the hardest period of the day, is from sunset to midnight? The darkest part of the day spiritually is from Shkia Sachaman to Chaseis Laila. Because according to Kabbalah, from Chatzes Laila to Chatzes Hayim is Chesed. And from Chatzes Hayim to Chatzes Laila is Gvura. Do you know that? That's why Mekubalim used to go to sleep and get up at midnight. Because at midnight there's Chuchel Chesed Moshu, there's a kindness. Midnight is the beginning of kindness. From the first half of the night is darkness and Gvura. By the way, I saw once in a Sefer that the Baal Shem Tov gezokt of Zich, Ich bin gekommen zu bewahren an der erste halbe Nacht. I came into this world to bring clarity to the first half of night. All tzaddikim, all mukubalim, all Eidi alakim started their day at midnight. Chatzas halayla, because midnight is the beginning of the next day already. It's a time of chesed, you're going towards sunrise. The first half of the night, from let's say 6 o'clock to 12 o'clock in the evening and at night, is the worst time. We make a seder dafke. Dafke then, dafke, dafke then. The Seder is Dafke in the most gvuradik and dark time. Because that's the whole concept of it, yes, we say. That the night is like day. Right? This night is a day. Laila kayem yoyer. This night shines like a day. Yeah? So you make the Seder when? In the darkest time. Which is Dafke of Nechtos. You have to eat the kazayis of Afikemen or Matzah before Chtos. That's only make our Seder. But, let's keep going. Umaza Shayekh, the kasha is, how is this connected? When did it happen that the matzah baked in the sun? Because the Amish revealed himself. At midday. At midday, 12 hours later. So how do you sit by your Seder and you're medactic, you look at the clock and you rush Shulchan Aruch and you don't eat whatever it is, the pace of the galoshin, so you should eat after Kemen before midnight. And you're screaming, this is about the matzah eat the next day. Make up your mind. That's the second kasha. Roman numeral 3. The Yaseidim is Roman numeral 3. Dine. The Pasha's boy, in Pasha's boy, it's written by Zahid Alachem that the reason that the Ebishter gave us a mitzvah, Umatzeis al Mereirim Yichlo. Yidden in Mitzrayim ate matzah. Do you know that? Yidden in Mitzrayim ate matzah together to come Pesach. Hanashin Estaba Lachel's matzah of Nechzos. They were commanded to eat matzah with the Pesach and the Morer before Chzos. And again, the same kasha is, the matzah did not have a chance to leaven, it was much, much later, it was the next day, and the Rebbe here connects it to the idea of chippozay, of haste. So the Rebbe has basically, the Rebbe has one question really, but the question manifests in 3 points. The first question is a contradiction in the Haggadah. Are we eating a kazayis matzah? Because we ate matzah in Mitzrayim. Are we eating a kazayis matzah because Hashem made a nest when we left Mitzrayim? How come we say that we're eating the matzah to remember the matzah that didn't become chometz when we left Mitzrayim? If we're medactic to eat it dafke the darkest time of the day, in the middle, the first half of the night, came chzos, yeah. And we know from the Torah that you didn't eat matzah in Mitzrayim. Those are our 3 questions. Okay. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, please. Okay. Next paragraph. V'hine yadua the teretzes. The matzah shalifnei chzos. There's a whole stack of them right there. I put on that table a whole bunch. The hamatzah shalifnei chatzos, the matzah before midnight, haitzatzicha shimush olay tachbis needed to be guarded. It shouldn't become chometz, like it's written ushmantem es hamatzah. You have to guard it. Masha'inkin hamatzah shaliachrei chatzos, the matzah after midnight, loy haitzatzicha shimush doesn't not need to be guarded. Kli hispika lahachmitz, it didn't have a chance to become chometz until the kippos because of the haze. Right? You know this. There's two concepts of Pesach. One concept is a Shmata Mitzvah Matzah, you have to guard the Matzah. And the other concept of Pesach is called Leil Shemuna, the night that guards itself. Because there's two levels. The lower level, if you don't guard it, it's going to become Chometz. If you're not careful, you're going to become a Balgaivin. If you're not careful, you're going to bring in your Seichel. They're both not good on Pesach. So you have to be shame. If the guard the Matzah, it should have no taste, and it should have no fluff, it should have no air. You shouldn't have seichel. When he starts his life as a Jew, he has to have pure avun and no seichel, and he has to be very, very careful that it shouldn't arrive. It shouldn't involve gayon yeshes. And you have to guard against it. And then there's a matzah which is self-guarded. Which matzah is self-guarded? The matzah that happens after Hashem reveals himself. Yeah? V'tam ha-davar is the reason is, v'zeh gufa, sh'nachinas matzah ha'alaf is lif nichtas. The first matzah is before midnight. This you have to guard from chometz. The second matzah is after midnight, which is self-guarded. Hine. The moment of midnight. Now you should know chatzos could mean chatzes laila, and it could mean chatzes hayayim, and it probably means both. Nigla aleim, Hashem revealed upon them, Melech malchei hamlocha makadosh baruch hu b'feid matzah. The Eibush revealed himself. And the Rebbe brings from Kabbalah that b'chveidi is malchus deinsof, and atzmei is tefedes lefnei atzimtzum. And then the Rebbe says five lines from the bottom, u'beklolos hainu atzimusim hussein yizbarach. When Yidden left Mitzrayim, Hashem himself showed up. And he brings the Anivel Malach, Anivel Sana, Nishaliach, Anivel Leach. He shows four things. And by the way, again, you have four and a fifth, yeah? Anivel Vati, Be'eret Mitzrayim, Anivel Malach, Anivel Sana, Anivel Shliach, Anivel Leach. These four things which go against the four worlds of Atzilus, B'yitzin, Nasiyah. Malach, Sarav, Shliach, and Achim correspond to the Dal, the Elimeis. And the Ani, you took Yidden of Mitzrayim, is the fifth. Against symmetry. Five levels, right? And the Rebbe says the second line from the bottom. That Ani Havaya in Shayach Klal Mitzir Dach. When there's a revelation of what's called Ani Hashem, the Eibish, that all by his lonesome, there's no such thing as an Ach. Top of page, Mem, Kuf, Mem, Aleph now. Top of page, Kuf, Mem, Aleph now. Last word, first line. Hiv and Shabbatah since at midnight. Nigalei Bechinezu. Hashem revealed what's called Melech Malchi Hamlochim Bechvedi V'Atzmein, which is higher than all four levels of Malach and Saraf and Shliach and Ach. In other words, it's not the form of the Negus Hashem Havayah, it's the Keitzei Shayud, it's the fifth level. Or in other words, it's Eidetation of Ne'atzim to Bechvedi V'Atzmein. In other words, the Eibishter himself. When the Eibishter himself reveals himself, move on, it's understood. She'ein Nefsharas Klal Shul Mitzia Shul Heipach HaMatzah. It's simply impossible that there should be the opposite of matzah. It can't be chometz. So the Rebbe says in the next paragraph, that you have two inyanim matzah. Sheb matzah, she'anu eichel. A yid sits by you, he eats matzah, there's basic service. There's two extremes. One extreme is called the heilach ma'anyo, the achalos on a ba'ala, the mitzayim. And the other extreme is matzah, zu she'anu eichel, ma'ashum sholi hispik, b'tekes el achmet, when he left mitzayim. And he talks it out. Mitzad echad, on the one hand, Einim we say, Shagam lifnei agil dechtzos, before midnight, Me'ira b'chines ha-matzah, the revelation of matzah, Shalai hispik b'tzeka, Shavaz en lachmas, couldn't become chomit, because Hashem revealed himself. Ule'idokis, on the other hand, Einim we say, five lines into the second paragraph, on page Kuf Memalof lifnei, Tchilas ha-gadah, before you begin the ha-gadah, parenthesis, Hamaschelos, which begins with the famous quote from the Alter Rebbe, you all know this verse, right? And it says in our Haggadah, Kana ben Sheil Manishtana. After Heilach Ma'anya, you cover the matzah and you pour the second cup of wine. So the kids start screaming, when do you pour a second cup of wine? When you're ready to bench. First cup of wine is Kiddush, second cup of wine is Bech Samoz. So the kid starts to scream, I don't understand. We washed, we had a piece of potato, let's do the kazayas. You broke matzah, you're pouring a second cup of wine, we're going to bench, we didn't eat yet. So he says Manishtana. So the nusach is Kana ben Shail Machasa Mesapas. Mois Gim Koisheni. You pour the second cup, you cover the bread, and Kana ben Shail Manishtana. So the Rebbe said that in some Haggadahs it used to say Kana ben Shail Ma without Nishtana. And now you see this Ma, you know what Ma? Ma is Chochmo, Ma is Bittel, Ma is Pnimius and Pnimius. Kana ben Shail Ma, the child asks or borrows the Bechina of Ma. The Rebbe says, you start to say it with Manishtana, and he says like this. Before Manishtana, it says, Hey Lach Ma'ana, the Chol HaVason of Anamitzayim. But the same Kazayis Matzah, which represents the great revelation of Atzma Saint Seif, the fifth level, so to speak, is the same kadayis matzah is also eaten because we eat matzah in Mitzrayim. Shezer kol matzah shaleichem, every matzah we eat by the Seder is representative of the matzah in Mitzrayim. So the Rebbe's kasha is not, it's a contradiction. The Rebbe's kasha is, how can one piece of bread represent two extremely opposite things, two polar things? On the one hand, this kadayis matzah represents, the greatest revelation, Eishet himself, Melech Malchah Amlochu Mechreide V'yatzma. And that same kazayis matzah represents Adam Mitzrayim. How can one kazayis matzah be two such extreme things? And I'm going to cheat and tell you the answer, because I'm very good. I can tell you I have a problem with self-control. The answer is going to be because when Yidden left Mitzrayim, there was an event called Bittul HaGzeira. Remember Bittul HaGzeira? Yeah. When the Eibishter broke the decree, he took away all the need for steps. Usually there's a step. Vaitesi is one step, Vitalti is a second step, Vagalti is a third step, Volakachti is the fourth step, and then the fifth step is after that. But by Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Eibishter broke those rules, and every year, even if he's holding, if he is still in Mitzrayim, he's holding by the highest madrega. So we eat the same one kazayis matzah, and it represents the deepest golos. It represents the ultimate gula, because every Jew, no matter how deep in golos he is connected to the greatest inyan of gula. That's going to be the answer of this mind. But in the meantime, we have a kasha. Number one, which kazayis are we eating? The kazayis that we ate in Mitzrayim, or the kazayis after the revelation? And number two, deeper, how could one piece of matzah represent such opposite ideas? Next paragraph, please. Questions or comments are welcome. Okay, Mahal Kop, huh? You missed the introduction. Today's introduction was important. That's sure. Okay, I give an introduction to wait for you to show up. Okay, for you and Kolzebe Hegdim, the Rebbe, let's understand first. Beer, base, Bechinas, Matzah, Seilim, Avedisad. It's clear that there's two concepts of matzah. Physically, it's two pieces of matzah. A piece of matzah we ate in Mitzrayim, by the Seder, before midnight, the darkest time of the day. And a piece of matzah that even ate after the sunshine, and they should reveal themselves. Actually, it's one piece of matzah, but historically, it's two shtiklach matzah. And we're saying that in the piece of matzah we eat by our Seder, both of these ideas are represented. So the Rebbe says, before we can understand how one piece of matzah could represent golos and the greatest geula, let's understand the two concepts. What are these two ideas of matzah? And now the Rebbe is going to break it down. And what's going to happen is we're going to start off with two, we're going to continue with four, and we're going to end up with five. You understand? When we start off with two, the first one is going to be the golos matzah, and the second one is going to be the geula matzah. We're going to move on to four, so we're going to have two goliyes and two geulas. I showed this to you in the beginning. A golos and geula in life, and a golos and geula in Torah. And then when we add the fifth, all four levels are going to become golos. All four levels of the skafi of yishapcha, are going to become golos, and only the fifth level is going to become geula. And then after we finish doing all of these things, we're going to tie this back to the question of how could we eat one piece of matzah that represents the deepest golos and the greatest geula at the same time. Here we go. Yuvan Kozeb Hegdan, page Kuf Mem Aleph, last paragraph. Beer inyan beis bechinis matzah seilu b'beit ha'sa'odim. We're eating one piece of matzah, and that represents two ideas. The kasha is, what are these two ideas in life, in the human experience? If the Torah gives us two inyanim of matzah, it's because lamayla, the matzah, there's two inyanim of avoda. What are the two inyanim of avoda that are nishtal shalom mehem, that come from the two inyanim lamayla? And the Rebbe answers right away. Page Kuf Mem Aleph, last paragraph, third line. Dehine. Klolos avoda sa'adam yesh beis dargis iskafi v'sa. Life consists of two things. War and peace. Huh? Iskafya means to bend and to struggle. Ishapcha means to transform and to celebrate. Iskafya is benyani. Ishapcha is tzadik. And they state in Tanya. Life consists of two things. A struggle and a culmination, a graduation, an end. And these two kazayisim matzah. The kazayis matzah, which represents eating matzah in Mitzrayim, goes. That's iskafya. And the kazayis matzah, which we ate, we became completely free because God Almighty, Atzma Sein Tzav, higher than all four levels, revealed Himself. That's the idea of Ishapcha. But like I told you, first we're going to start with two, and then two is going to become four, and then the four is going to become four in one. Okay? The Ma'aseh Shalif Nichtzos, who is Kafir, it's an obvious typo. the matter before binyan is bending. Zel masha matlas nichtas sichashima mechim, we tip the garden against chametz. Bavedahu, what does it mean in life? Shitadashima bavedase, a person as the garden is avoida, may yinyan him from those ideas that are hepechrats and alien against the Abish as well. If a yid is a beinyani, yeah? What is the reality of a beinyani? Yetzer hara. That's the reality of beinyani and yetzer hara. Huh? What's the reality of yetzer hara? That you could have unbelievably glorious spiritual experiences and fall into a moral and an ethical and a human sewer and a cesspool in a snap of a finger. That's in fact a life. And you say, ich verstehe nicht, ich verstehe, sehr gut, ich sehe das. How could a person like me? And the answer is Yetzer Hara. We have two souls, Yetzer Teva and Yetzer Hara. But Meila, when you're a Beinoni, you have to always be on the defensive. You have to fight with the Yetzer Hara. You can't trust him, because he's going to get you. All the scholar in the world is not going to save the Yetzer Hara. You have to fight. You have to protect. You have to guard. Ki ba'avedah shebechin es eskafyeh. When a person is holding by the avedah of eskafyeh, yashadayin yinyonu ma'yachel mavil ha'ibachatz nashem. There are things that can bring this man, this person, this means me, I, to the opposite the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'tzaruch shimur. Mayhem, I must be guarded from them, and the Rebbe concludes, b'chidus eskafi. Number one. Now, masha enkein ha-matzo sholiyach, as opposed to the matzo of after midnight, says the Rebbe, ein etzlich ha-shimur. Once the lights go on, once the revelation of the Abish, and again, according to this maimir, after chatzos is going to be the second level, huh? It's going to be the fourth level, and then ultimately it's going to be the fifth level. When the lights go on under the revelation of the fifth level, ein etzlich ha-shimur, you don't have to be afraid. Ki b'chipozo in yotzos. Now you move quickly. You don't have to fear the yetzer hara. U'bavoyde, it means shavidosi b'zizus nifla, very, with a lot of alacrity. Migoyde simchase, it is a joy. V'chefze in a delight. L'malos retzein kene, to do the will of his maker. Velasis nachasruach liyetzer, to give delight to his maker. Why? Because he's reached madrega tzadik. There was a chosid by the name of Radatz, Rav David Hirschheim, Hirschel Derav. He had Meinach Yomim. He was born in 1840 and he passed away in 1926 in Yerushalayim. Tafish Pegov, I think. The Radatz, Hirschel, he was a big chosid and a big god. The Rebbe Maharash said to him, es ist Zeit zu trachten wegen Avedes HaTzadikim. The Rebbe Maharash said to him, it's time to think about serving Hashem as a tzaddik. In other words, in Tanya it says, you never know if you've reached Madrega tzaddik. And the Rebbe Maharash told him that he reached Madrega tzaddik, and that served the Eibush as a tzaddik. What's the difference between a Benyani and a tzaddik? A Benyani is always on the defensive, he's always afraid. He's looking over his shoulder, he's always chasing him. A tzaddik lives peace. It's a freedom. I'm emancipated from the Nisoyin of the Yetzer Hara. And it's called the Skafi of Yitzhapcha. You have to be afraid. And look at the next few lines. It never goes on a diatribe of tzaddik lines. Look at this. You have the yetzer hara because you murdered it. Like it's written, my heart is hollow within me. Like it's written by Avraham Avinu. You found his heart with two bases. Loyal to you, says the Rebbe, shtei libes. The two bases means both hearts, because by Avraham Avinu, af yetzer hara shalei, yachazir eletev. His yetzer hara was also good. Ukumei shikasa means nacha pasuk, v'aftas Hashem alakecha b'chol avavacha b'shnei yitzeirecha. The Rebbe says, av b'chol avavacha is madregas tzaddik, and that should raise such a red flag. V'hatim b'chol avavacha, the lowest madregi. B'chol avavacha, the first madregi, b'chol navcha, the second madregi, b'chol madregi, the third madregi. Here the Rebbe says, b'chol avavacha is already tzaddik. It's hapcha. Va'ad, five lines from the bottom of the page. Sheyesh le'irak leiv echad le'ovim shebashman. You have a single heart. Shegam yitzvei shahaya hepech. It became teiv meyid. So the Rebbe says, does it fit as a matzah? Last three lines. V'zehu. We have matzah of iskafi. That means matzah b'beinim. That's a fight. And you got to be paranoid and you have to be careful and you have to guard and you're not at every level. You're never allowed to trust yourself. Never. Because he'll get you, the Yetzer Hara. That's called Iskafi. And that's represented by Heilach Ma'anya, the Acholu Avasono Ba'ara de Mitzrayim. When we were in Egypt, we were slaves to the Yetzer Hara and so forth. But then you have the Matzah after the Abish reveals himself. When the Abish reveals himself, you're free. You're in the Madrig of Tzaddik, Yishapche. Says Rebbe Zel, Masha Matzah Zu, Ein Netzich HaShima. This Matzah need not be guarded. lefish ef shelo lover the chimut. It can't become chometz. And then the Rebbe said something very fascinating. V'ibedugas matzah shira. It's like matzah shira, like rich matzah. Matzah shira in halacha is what you and I would call egg matzah. You know why matzah shira is egg matzah? Because it has taste. Matzah ni is flour and water. Matzah shira is flour and eggs. Matzah shira is mezeis. It's not even a moitzi. Matzah shira. Okay. Huh? Whatever, depends what kind of juice, but how much water it has, it's kind of mice, it may pay this. It's not allowed to have water. If it's natural fruit juice, if it's, you squeeze oranges and you mix it with flour, it's matzah shira. But if you mix water into it, it becomes a whole shaila. Okay? There's a sefer called Shalor. Yeah? The Shalor. The Shalor wrote one of the most interesting and important some of Kabbalah ever written. Dal Rebbe was called the Shalor Yid. And the Shalor has different sections. One of the sections, the Shalor, as he goes through the calendar. So you have Meseches Reish Hashanah, Meseches Yema, Meseches Sukkah, and you have Meseches Pesachim. Now one of the big questions in London is why you call it Pesachim, why don't you call it Meseches Pesach? You don't say Meseches Sukkos, you don't say Meseches Yema Reish Hashanah, it's Reish Hashanah. Why do you say Meseches Pesachim, Lashon Rabbim? It's a good kasha, huh? It's a good question, no one thinks about it. And there's a simple answer. What's the answer? Common sense. Please, somebody, huh? Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. That's the answer. Because there's two Pesachim. And Mesechta Pesachim talks about the Korban Pesach. Pesach Rishon and Pesach. That's Pesachim, not Pesach. But the Shalah says that the reason it's called Pesachim is because there's Matzah Niyah and Matzah Shir. If you have a Shalah, you'll see, you know, when it comes to Mesechta Pesachim, it's two half columns. One half column is Matzah Niyah, the other half column is Matzah Shir. Two Madregis. So the Rebbe references this here. That by our Seder, when you say Hey Lach Ma'anyo, that's the Matzah Niyah. That's Yetzias Mitzrayim when you're in Golos. And when you're saying Matzah Zush Ono Eichem, Mashmash Ono Yispik, that's Matzah Shira, the Madrega of Tzad. So you're eating water and flour. The Matzah you're eating is water and flour. But it's Bechinas Matzah Shira. Now if you're eating water and flour, how is that rich? And the answer is because this Matzah will never become Chometz. You let it sit in the plate for a year, it will not become Chometz because the Eivish has revealed. It's rich not because it tastes good, it's rich because it's self-guarded. When I was a kid, I had a mashpia, there was a pinya called Lazayin Gezunet. And he used to tell us a story. The pinya, I don't know, I mean, I guess none of you learned by the pinya. But the pinya is a record player. I know, I lived in 3 years. I mean, I didn't learn by him, I went to Sfabrenganish. He says the same things again and again and again. Farvos, because I made this mitanemes. If a person who serves Hashem doesn't say philosophy, he says vasnitim of night. And one of the opinions verted that he would chazen nochanan was the following: that the Friedrich Rebbe walked out of his office in Lubavitch on a very, very cold winter day in a shirt, and he saw a bachel walking in the chutzpah in a shirt, and he called him by his name. He says, "Chaim, was geist aruman amak, du kens farkilt werden, or du abgekilt werden. Why are you walking without a coat? You can get cold." So he takes a look at the Friedrich Rebbe like, you hypocrite. The Friedrich Rebbe is dressed. So the Friedrich Rebbe hesitates. He gives the Rebbe that look. And the Rebbe says, Mir Hitman, I'm being guarded. And the end of the story was that this Bacher Rebbe went away from Yiddishkeit. And the Friedrich Rebbe wasn't talking about a coat, you understand? He was saying, you are Matzaniya, you need Shibur. What about me? I'm Matzah Shiro. Mir Hitmir, you understand? That's what the Rebbe is trying to describe. And he calls it a Skafi Mesach. Turn the page, please. Kof Mem Bey. V'zeo Gamke, Mashakosov, Sur Mera, Aseitei, Bakashalov. Now you should remember this from last week, right? Last week's Maimah, the whole introduction was that this is a Hemshach to last week's Maimah. Last week's Maimah spoke four Madregas of Chub. Sur Mera is not doing an Aveda. Aseitei is enjoying the Lukus. Bakashalov, Mulatfei are two Madregas of Teiro. Our Maimah has only two things. What two? The Skafi and Ishapcha. Now, how do you make two into four? And the answer is you have Iskafi and Ishapcha once, and then Iskafi and Ishapcha a second time. Let's look inside. Sur Meira, who is Iskafi? Sur Meira means fighting with the Yetzer Hara. Aseite, who is Ishapcha? Doing good means transforming. In other words, Shalachre Avedosim, but Sur Meira, after you finish fighting with the Yetzer Hara, Mahapcha Saralate, it's very easy to say, by the way, but that's Madrega's Tzadik. Tzadikim are. Says the Rebbe, but then afterward, Valderos Lubahemshach Akos the Baki Sholem Viratfeyu. Baki Sholem Viratfeyu is two Madrekis and Teda, Beit Bechinus Teda, which is Nigla Nistin. So the Rebbe says six lines into page Kufman Beis. The Beis Bechinas Elu, the two levels of Teira, Nigla and Yisdir, are Dugmas Beis Efani Avein, this Kafi Veshapcha. Just like Surmira and Asei Tei, but this Kafi Veshapcha, Nigla and Yisdir is also this Kafi Veshapcha. How so? Because Nigla the Teira, Shayachin, Akusha Machlekes. And Nigla, this question, the Nigla, this argument, which is Dugmas Eskafi. I'm eight lines into page. Hashenkin, Pnimius Ateira underlined, Pnimius Ateira is underlined, Nikilam of the Chai is the tree of life. The less time on the Kasha, there's no Machlekes. So the Rebbe says, our Maimir is talking about two Bechinas of Matzah. And we understand these two Bechinas of Matzah to be Iskafi, Vishapcha, Benini, and Tzadik. So in the Madregis of Tshuva we learned about last week, first model of Iskafi, Vishapcha is Sur Meran, Asei Tev in life. And the second Iskafi, Vishapcha is Sur Meran, Asei Tev in Teira. The war of Teira and the peace of Teira. And the Rebbe finishes the first paragraph on page Kuf Mem Beis with the words, because in Torah there's two levels, that's why in life there's two levels. Okay? So there's Sur Meran Asei Tev in life, and Sur Meran. I want to tell you something. I'm planning on finishing this Maimon. If you can't stay till the end, I apologize. I'm planning to finish this Maimon for a lot of reasons, including the fact that I spent more time on this than you. I've been working on this all morning. I'm sorry, I just want to turn my phone off. Nevertheless, I want to pause, okay? There is a sikh from the Rebbe which is extraordinary. Wonderful sikh. And by the way, it's available on my site. You go to my site, you go to the complete sikh section. I have it there. It's what's called the Great Hadrin. The Hadrin I got to Rambam. The Great Hadrin. In 1975, Tavshin Lama said the Rebbe made a Hadrin on Rambam. They prepared the Sikha, the Rebbe edited the Sikha, didn't let him print it. A year or two later, they gave it to the Rebbe again, the Rebbe edited it again, didn't let him print it. By the time the Sikha was printed, I remember hearing it at the time from Nachman Shapiro, the Rebbe edited the Sikha so many times, it was Mamish Lashon Harav, the Rebbe Pashut wrote it himself. This is what came out in 85, Tavshin Mem Hei, when we had the first Sima Rambam. You know, listen, they sold that Kutas, 50 pages. 50 pages of Hadrin. That Hadrin is such a special shtickle. And one of the things that are unique about this Hadrin is it's a Hadrin in the Nigla Talocha, but its foundation is a very powerful philosophical assertion. Very big, powerful philosophical assertion. And the philosophical assertion says this. There is reality and not reality. There is something which exists in time and space, and then there's the notion of nothingness. It's called Motzei Rishon and Eini Motzei. What's the difference between the two? Reality and not real. Not real is one. It doesn't exist. There's a concept that Hashem doesn't exist. Not Hashem doesn't exist, that there's no God, Chas V'Shalom. But that His existence is non-existential. But there's another concept called Motzei Rishon, that Hashem makes Himself exist as a precursor, as a prerequisite to everything else existing. This is called Motzei Rishon. Existence. And the Rebbe makes a philosophical argument. Every existence must be a minimum of two. If you're a Metzias, there's two parts. What you are and what you're not. A yes and a no. And this whole Hadrin goes through a bunch of stuff, beginning with God Himself, and says, because the Eibishter made Himself into a Metzias in anticipation of making the Metzias of the world, the Metzias of Yid, the Metzias of Teira, there is a concept of the Eibishter of yes and no. Two things. Two points. And then the whole Arichas, the Rebbe proves that the Rambam holds that the purpose of the world is Dilip Tachteinim, because the Rambam speaks of the world being a Metzias. If the world's a Metzias, what it is and what it's not. So in the course of this Sikha, the Rebbe says, amongst many different things, the following. Anytime you do anything, there is a positive and a negative. You do a mitzvah, you put on film, you did something, and while you're putting on film, you were not doing an Aveirah. Whenever you, if you don't eat treif, you don't eat treif, so you didn't eat treif, and you were engaging in something positive, listening to the Eibishter said, don't eat treif. In other words, the Rebbe says, every sur meirah is an asei toiv, and every asei toiv is a sur meirah. If you're talking about a metzias, there's no reality that consists of less than two. That's the philosophical assertion. It's a philosophy. The Rebbe actually references the Beit Nebuchim in the tape when he said it live. That this is a philosophical, it's a chakira idea. And the whole basis of this sikhe is that the Rambam talks about Torah and the Eibishter and Yidden, the purpose in terms of Metzias, of Matzarish, rather than in terms of built in Metzias, of Eine Matzari. And therefore, everything has to go in two. Everything has to go in a yes and a no. So the Rebbe goes on to tell you this. You do a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah, you're not doing an Aveda. When you don't do an Aveda, you're not doing an Aveda, and you're doing a mitzvah. Everything consists of yes and no. So when I say Teiv has a Sur Mirah, and the Sur Mirah has an Asay Teiv. That's what the Rambam is. This is how this Mahadri goes. So now I want to share with you an idea in Tanya, yes? You know, I once told this to you actually in a Shia. In Tanya it says, it says for Kabbalah, that if you do a good thing with a bad Kavanah, if you do a good thing with a bad Kavanah, yeah, I did a mitzvah because I want people to say Bachabaman. I didn't do an Aveda because somebody was watching. I really wanted to do the Aveda, yeah? Is it good or bad? So it says the Lashon as follows. There's something called the Rasha Benoiga and Taifsha Benoiga. There's the bad of Noiga and then there's the good of Noiga. So the Klal is as follows. When you refrain from doing an Aveda, it's called Taifsha Benoiga. When you do a mitzvah, it's called Rasha Benoiga. If you don't do an Aveda because of an ulterior motive, it's considered good. When you do a mitzvah with an ulterior motive, is considered bad. It's from Kabbalah. If you do a leisaseh, if you makayim a leisaseh with a bad kavana, it's a good thing. If you makayim an eseh with a bad kavana, it's not such a good thing. So what do I want to say? Anytime you do a mitzvah, you're doing an eseh and a leisaseh. According to the Hadrin Hagadol, yes. Anytime you refrain from doing an aveda, you're doing an eseh and a leisaseh. And that's the pshat. When you do a mitzvah, because someone was watching you, there's two things. A, you did a good thing. B, you didn't go against the Eibishter. The not going against the Eibishter is good. The mitzvah stinks. You understand? No, it's not a pshat. Eseh, leisaseh. Every eseh has a sur mirah and a seiteh. Every leisaseh has a sur and a losh and sur. In other words, whenever you do anything, there's an eskafi and eshach. The eskafi is always good. Yechab nish gizindik. This habche, this is where kavana comes in. You want to do something good, you have to have a good kavana. But nish zindikun, sur merah is always good. Because it's only the madrega of iskafia. You understand? In other words, iskafia and ishabche. It's not mitzvah to say, mitzvah to leisa say. It's the no of Yiddishkeit and the yes of Yiddishkeit. The no of Yiddishkeit is always good because you didn't sin. Because we are talking about a benini. We don't care about Kavanah, he just didn't sin. The yes of Yiddishkeit is tzaddik. Here, why he did it matters. And that's the Asay Tov, you understand? So the Rebbe says, there's a skafi in his apcha, so I'm going to say Dave. And then the Rebbe says, skafi in his apcha, and nigle chesidis. Nigle is full of machlaikis, that's a skafi, and chesidis is oyer, that's tzaddik. And he finishes with these words. You know why in life there's yes and no, or to use philosophical language, you know why in life there's a metzias nimtza? You know why in life whatever you touch has a yes and a no? Because Torah has a yes and a no. The Torah's yes and no is nigla chesidus. You know why Torah has a yes and a no? Because the Eibishter made himself into a yes and a no. It's called matzirish rather than built in metzias nimtza. Okay? Now, this little paragraph is a review of the Maimon L'Chein Amei we learned last Friday. And last Friday's Maimon was good, huh? Four levels, Vaitesi, Vitalti, Vigalti, Malakachti, four levels of Tshuva, Soimera, Seitei, Bakashal, Mefei. So now the Rebbe throws in a wrench, and from this wrench he makes a new Maimon. Vihine. Dalet Dargis, these four steps, Soimera, Seitei, Bakashal, Mefei, is Dalet Eis, Yis, Teshem, Avayu. The four letters of Hashem's name. Now that sounds good so far, right? Says the Rebbe, ach! Hini b'shem Havayah yesh b'chidus keitzei shal yud. We know the Shem Havayah has a crown, a fifth level. And if you were here last Friday, you remember we made no mention, not even as a remez, to a fifth level. And I want to remind you again, you need to understand, the Rebbe said last week's Maimed, and this week's Maimed, within a day or two. It wasn't the whole week. The one was Yiralef, this one was Yigimunis. It could have been 24 hours apart. The Maimonim were one after the next. So the Rebbe said, Yiralef this in the Maimon, based on the Maimon from the Rebbeim before. Then he comes back the next day, repeats the same Maimon, and adds what the Rebbeim before didn't say. Four madrigas of tshuva in klinika. And the highest madriga of tshuva is pnimiyas ha-teira. There is the fifth level. And relative to the fifth level, all four levels before are all galus. Do you hear? All four levels are part of iskafian. Right? And the Rebbe explains the idea of the fifth level, agan sariches. Okay? The zehu ma. I'm starting to read 8 lines into the paragraph. Page Kuf Mem Beis, second paragraph, 8 lines down. The reason the Torah begins with Aseret HaDibros is connected Eser HaOithiyot Shasham Avayim Eloyim. The Ten Commandments correspond to the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Because if you write out the letters with their Miloy, it's 10 letters. Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, and Vav is Vav Yud Vav, and then the two Heys are Hey Yud and Hey Yud. So there's 10 letters of Shem Avayim. Says the Rebbe, but Lamay Lemizel, because of Keitzei Shayu, above the Torah and above the world, is what we call the fifth level, the crown of the Yud. And the Rebbe says, Shehu Inyan Mesiras Nefesh. The fifth level is Mesiras Nefesh, and then the Rebbe says, Shehu Hayesod L'Chol HaTorah Mitzvah Hes. You know what? The beginning of being a Jew, the foundation of Judaism, Mesiras Nefesh. I thought that was the end of Judaism. No, it's the Yesod. It's al derech keitzei shel yud, just like the crown of when a person writes a yud. Yeah, where does he start? When a sefer, a calligrapher, he starts with the crown. Eretz Yisrael is the kroy. The Eretz Yisrael is mesiras nefesh. The Eretz Yisrael is mesiras nefesh. Shemimenu nimshach hashara esiyat Hashem avayif, which other letters come. And the Rebbe says that's the pshat after Hashem alakacha b'chol meidachah the madrega of mesiras nefesh. Okay, and the Rebbe says 5 lines from the bottom. Hainu. You're living in this world, and life's good. Baruch Hashem, begash mitzvah beruchnias. Hine, b'shashol le'metenu m'kayim mitzvah l'tetav mitzvahs harehu b'tnuah u'matzev demesiras nefesh. Huh? You're sitting in your house, and it's comfortable, and it's safe, and it's peaceful, and it's warm. And you're learning Torah, it's in a level of mesiras nefesh. That's the fifth level. So what's going to happen now? We started off with two. Huh? Matzah niyeh, matzah shiras, kafiyah v'yishapcha. Two became four, now four became five. All four, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the Skafi and the Shapcha of Sur Ben Asay Teiv, the Skafi and the Shapcha of Nigla Nistit, this is all Mitzrayim. It's all limit. What is Hapche? What Tzadik? Mesiras Nefesh. Next page Kuf Mem Gimel. Ubazeh Yuvam, which explains, Masha Davka Kasha Nigla Leia Melech Malchi Amochem HaKodesh Boruch, when the Yibish revealed himself, Oz ein a matzah tzricha shima. Now the matzah needs no guarding, because it's avodah des hapcha, the work of transformation. Look at this math, okay? Malchi hamlochim imdalad esius, right? Malchi is two, right? Malchi means kings. Malachim also means kings. Says the Rebbe, that's Yitkev Ofke. 4 lines into the page. Umelech shaleim is bechinas hakeser. The melech that's above the malchi and the hamlochim is the fifth level, which is keser ad la'atzmos umhus. And in Ba'avei, that's Mesiras Nefesh. So what do we say in the Agada? Matzah zu shonu eichem al shumor. Hashem shalih yis, b'mitzeket tom zin lachmach jenigla yimelech malchi amloch. What was revealed to Yid? Not the madreg of malchi, which is already two. Or melochim, which is two more. But melech malchi amlochim, the fifth level, which is the union of Mesiras Nefesh, which is above the matzah niyad matzah shira, eskafif eshapos, so ben haseitei. And the matzah near the matzah shira, the skafiv is hapcha of teret of nigla teret of nimiyasat. Omnom, however, next paragraph, we now understand that what? You have two inyanim of matzah. Correct? Two inyanim of matzah. What are the two inyanim of matzah? The first inyan of matzah is the matzah we ate in Mitzrayim. The matzah we ate in Mitzrayim now represents all four levels of last week's minor. Vaytesi vitaltim galtim ulakachim. Sur mira, aseita, ibacha shalom, regev shalom. Yud, kei, vav, kei, that's all gulas. The only thing that's gula is the fifth level. Melech malchi amlocha makadu baruch. Right? Anivalei malach, anivalei sarim, anivalei shliach, anivalei ach. Huh? The fifth madrega, yes? Says the Rebbe, and this fifth madrega has to do with two chronological points. Before midnight and after midnight. So the Rebbe says no. Hachiluk, the idea that there's a separation between the first four and the fifth, or between his kafi and his hapcha, be lifnich tzas, l'achar tzeis, is lach, lifnei matan teira, only before the Ebeshi gave us it. Once the Torah is given, even before midnight, the revelation of the highest level, the fifth level, is available to us. And he explains, before the Eved is there was a divide. Therefore, if you wanted to do matzah, you had to do it in two steps, or four steps, or five steps. First it's kafia, and then it's hapcha. First shemirah, then asaytein. Then back in shalom, and then retain. And only afterwards could you come to ketzi shal yud. And he connects it to the madreig of the yavis. Okay, now I'm going to scoot all the way down, six lines at the end of the paragraph, okay? Kuf mem gimel, middle paragraph, six lines from the end. Masha'en ken liyacha matan teira. Once the teira was given. Hine. Tekef betchilas ha'avoyde. The minute you start serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that master shall take us, it's before midnight. You can already reach not the second level, not the fourth level, the fifth level. What's the fifth level of Mesidus Nefesh? When the Torah was given, Hashem broke all the divisions, all the divides, all the separations. Whereas we are closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each one of us is individuals. And all of us collectively have the strength. Afilu bizman ha-golos. Even in exile. Va'afilu bizman shimtum golos. Prati, when we're in a personal exile. Skip the parenthesis. Yuchal la'giyah kfar v'tchilas ha-lidosay le'bechinas ha-gila shel achrech tzas. Not the second level, not the fourth level, but the fifth level. U'bazeh na'la v'netzat ha-kasha. You come to your seder, and you contradict yourself. How? The beginning of that God, you say, "Hey, lachma, I need to call over some of the Mitzrayim that I'm in because I smatz like I'm still in Mitzrayim." Only idachaimim. A few pages later, you say, "Matzes nushanu eichal, mashum shuli hispin mitzrayim." Make up your mind. You're sitting by your seder, like I told you before. It's dafka kedem chzos, and you're saying what? What are you saying? That I'm eating this because I smatza to remember the darkest goals. I'm eating this because I smatza to remember the ultimate moment of exaltation of divine revelation. Which is it? So the Rebbe says they're not mutually exclusive, they're mutually inclusive. Because there was a bit like Zeta. Both in the same piece of bread. Key, four lines from the bottom. Once the Tana was given, even if a person is holding in a level, he's stuck in Mitzrayim. A Yid who's fazunken in Golos, Achmanu Litzlan, is already connected to the wealth of Matzah Ashira. Is this piece of bread? Turn the page. It reveals the highest madrigas of Matzah. Lefi, Shalachre Matan Teira. Once the Teira was given, they were holding by the Madrega of Mesiras Nefesh. This is, it's nice philosophy, and it's awesome life. The Rebbe says, we say both things precisely because they're mutually exclusive. To underscore that a Yid can go from the lowest low to the highest high in an instant. Not to the second level, not to the fourth level, to the fifth level. Next paragraph, please. V'hinei ba'aveda, when a Yid serves Hashem, before the Teda was given, was step by step. First you were in Golos and you ate a poor piece of matzah. Then you went out of Golos and you ate a rich piece of matzah. Then you went out of another Golos, you ate a richer piece, and so forth. Five lines into the paragraph, when the Teda was given, hine, listen to this. We're in Golos. We don't see any indications of Hashem's presence. Moreover, when we went into Golos, I told this to you all the time. Remember, I told this to you last week at length. Shechina goes into Golos, goes down. Kochabrichu goes away. Remember, I told you this last week. You gave off here, remember? So look at what Rebbe says. Hadayadua pirish bazeh, it's known the pshat. When you say Kochabrichu went away, it means the light of Hashem. Avashem shamayim shogu b'fikel hainu atzmus muhuris. In the times of Golos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu disappears. The highest levels of Elokus, which are called in the capital till that we're learning this year, Minameitz Al-Karasi, Ka, Yutke, goes away. So the Rebbe Maharash says, you know what goes away? The highest Madrig is Vedi Tzav. The Eibishter himself is available in the darkest Golos. Dikshiyish Lewis Eloch. You come to a person who's very lost in Golos, but for some reason, Shem Shemayim Shogu Befir, they say the Eibishter's name. And you'll say to them, Lemi ulama kavon. Who do you mean when you say God? Yevada, they're going to explain, Shakavon ol atzmos alhus. It means Hashem himself. Im kol apirush mishabezeh, with all the interpretations, ad lekmei shuv emes lamit, as it's true. You come to a simple person, to a secular person, to a child, and you say, when you say God, what do you mean? And he says, I mean what the truth is. Higher than all in yon. V'zeo gam, this is also why, machach alechet mi yisol, every single Jew, parenthesis, lachle matan teira, oyme teika betchil sayem, mei da ani. Ha? What's mei da ani? I'm in bed, and my breath isn't good, and my hands aren't clean, and ala gut azachen. I submit to who? To atmos amurus. Yikir and Edo, but atmos amurus. He's admitted the Eivish to himself. There's no other way to serve Hashem. Because madregis that you could understand, if I could understand godliness, yeah, but now I don't. And tomorrow I will, even though today I'm accepting today what I'm going to understand tomorrow. The Eivish that I'll never understand. The Eivish that I'll always have to accept. Now, six lines at the end of the paragraph. V'zeh ma'ashaminas me'dani, lefnei netilas yadayim, before you wash hands, you say me'dani, lefishe ba'atmos, v'pnimiyas ha'nefesh, the very essence of the neshama, which is connected to the very essence of the Eivish, that ein yinchelu legei ha'en yonim. Those things cannot touch she'veshvilim tzarech liyas netilas yadayim, which require washing hands. U'v'dugmas ma'ashalas v'dlovi, v'mashiyach kamas, ruach atuv ha'avim in ha'aretz, says the Rebbe, she'zeh gili ha'bechino, me'da'ani, the fifth level. So now I want to just make a clarity, yeah? In the earlier pages, the Rebbe said, what's the fifth level? Mesiras Nefesh. On this page, the Rebbe said, what's the fifth level? Moida'ani, says the Rebbe, ein milachatchila kol inyin ha'churban v'chobdida v'agbala. On the level of Moida'ani, the Beis HaMikdash was never destroyed. On the level of Moida'ani, there's no limit. Ela milachatchila, it's b'chol ha'atmius u'pashtus u'pshitus ha'amitus. It's the whole truth. V'zehu. This is why we say when you say the Heilach Ma'anya, the Achol Lava Son Ba'ad Mitzrayim, Chalachat Vechem Yisrael every Jew, Ashanim Tzal Ba'ad Mitzrayim, he's in a goats. Yesh, Pechines Lach Ma'anya, there's a piece of bread, which on the one hand represents the darkness of his goats, and on the other hand represents the fifth Madrega, Chamara Be'ezem, and hey! By the Lashna Yidu Ben Shevakacha, page Kuf Mamei at the top, this is a famous Lashna from the Rebbe Ma'arash, which the Rebbe used all the time. Shabachilas matzah eichel mehusa lekus. When you eat matzah, you're eating a piece of the Eivishter. Matzah is not a matzah for Eivikus, it's a lekus itself. And it becomes a part of you. And this is the idea that a Yid who's in the darkest goes is holding by the greatest one in the of you.